Good morning. It's Mitch Gannon from Glasshouse Country Melania News and the Sentinel newspaper. It's great to be back for another week. Such a glorious weekend up at Glasshouse Country. We were out and about at a couple of major events. One was the Curated Plate Asian Festival up at Spices at Tamarind. There's great turnout, great food, and just great vibes. Plenty of photos to see in the paper, as well as Melania Arts Alive on the weekend as well. Hundreds of people turned out for that. There was just so much, such a great buzz across the region with those two events, and we've got all the pictures to prove it. So keep an eye out for that. In news, determined advocacy by the Mapleton and District Community Association has paid off. We've got the story about how the Sunshine Coast Council has announced $350,000 to upgrade Lily Ponds Park at Mapleton. The community has been calling out for that for some time, and the paper's been behind it as well. So it's great to see a positive outcome there. We've also got a story up in Melania. The Sunshine Coast Council says the removal of several car parking spaces on Maple Street is actually aimed at improving pedestrian safety. And this is despite concerns from retailers that reduced parking could deter some customers and jeopardise the viability of some businesses. So there's a big story there, and that's work is meant to get underway in March next year. Obviously, the school strike is coming up on Wednesday. Families would well know about. We've talked to several hinterland schools about plans they have in place. Schools are staying open, but kids will be basically supervised, so no teaching, and it's going to disrupt a few exams as well, which might or might not upset some of the kids there. Over at the Sentinel, we've got a lovely picture story on the front from about Tagulawa siblings, Clancy and Dusty Dull, who are taking centre stage at Ekka this week. I can't believe how quickly that's come up. They're taking out top wins in cattle competitions and attending nearly 20 agricultural shows this year. So they've been very busy, and they get to showcase all their stuff in the coming couple of weeks. And we've also got a story about Queensland's youngest female MP, Ariana Doolan, who has officially graduated from Griffith Uni with 2 degrees, a Bachelor of Environmental Science and a Bachelor of Business. She's done all this study while also, as you know, last year was elected as the youngest ever female MP in Queensland. So great things there coming out of Palmerstone with Ariana. We've also got a nice story about the Viking Breed Tattoo and Bike Show, which raised more than $27,000 last weekend at the Dag Pub. This was the record result and comes after last year where police got involved and caused a bit of a kerfuffle. They didn't do so well. So they've had a great result this year with the proceeds going to the local rural fire brigade. So plenty of stories across the Somerset, across Caboolture and Glasshouse Country. Pick up a copy this week, and I'll talk to you again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.